As we pull a TRQ, a totally random question out of the box of totally random questions. And today's TRQ, what is something that you're just not cut out for? What is something that you're just not cut out for? That's the totally random question. Anything come to mind, Amy K?
Laundry. Oh my gosh. I have piles of laundry. I hate laundry. I can't do it. It's getting it together and then putting it in the washing machine and then waiting for that cycle to happen and then having to put it from the washing machine into the dryer. I know you guys all know how laundry works, but it's so time consuming and then having to fold it and put it away. I hate it. I hate laundry. So you know what I do? I buy more clothes.
That's the excuse.
Keep buying clothes. Yeah.
You realize eventually they'll get dirty and you'll have to clean those.
I'm just going to keep buying clothes.
Cycle them
out.
It's
a cycle. Yeah.
You buy clothes and then donate because you get so much or what? Like, how do you have room?
Well, I've had to move stuff to the spare room, and there's laundry in the spare room. Now, I have a pile of clothes in my spare room that I need to clean.
You know, I think most people would say that's probably not a very sound strategy, though I'm guessing when you go to the Dove's Nest and share that strategy, she's like, well, let me show you what's new.
Yeah. I mean, I'm wearing a new outfit today from the Dove's Nest. Yeah. I was just there yesterday, and I thought, I honestly wanted to walk out of the store in the outfit. I said, I don't even want to put my old clothes on.
Well, yeah, because they need to get cleaned. Which is why I need this fresh stuff on.
But I was like, I got to keep this for tomorrow so I have an outfit to wear.
Okay, fair enough.
Because I haven't done laundry. You know when you put the laundry, your clothes into the washer, you got that time? Like, eat something. Like, you know what? I'm going to put the laundry in and have lunch. Okay? Then you do that. And then you put the clothes in the dryer and then you binge watch a show. And then wham, bam. Yeah, it went by.
No, solid advice. I like it. I've tried it. And you know what happens? I eat something, and then I start binge-watching a show. And then I hear that little beeper go off. I could tell the washing machine's done. I think, one more episode. I'll get to it. And then you know what I do? The clothes will sit in the washing machine, and I binge the entire season.
And then you have to rewash the clothes because you never caught up. You got rumba, yeah.
Yesterday, though, I had to motivate myself. I said, we were, like, out of towels. And I needed a shower. And I said, oh, okay, fine. And then I got to it. And you know what the worst part was? Steven left his clothes in the dryer. So then I had to get his clothes out. And then I had to do the towels.
What is something that you just absolutely are really not cut out for, Joel D?
I would say the first thing that came to mind was like speaking another language. Like I wanted to learn Spanish. And I just like, it's like my brain doesn't function. And I could barely speak English. But, like, I would love to learn another language, and I don't think I'm cut out for it. Like, my brain doesn't, like, function or fire in the right ways that it's supposed to remember it and learn how to say it. I can't do it.
Just absolutely can't be done. You've tried, and you're like, I can maybe count to three, but that's as far as I'm getting.
That's it. I know, like, five phrases, and those are all the very common ones that you learn from Dora the Explorer, you know?
I think I've asked for it every year for Christmas. You need to start asking for it. The Rosetta Stone.
That's what I've heard too, but I know, I just like, even, I don't know. I don't think I can, like, because I took Spanish and,
you know,
back in school, and I tried, and it was just like, I can't, like, roll my R, so then you get frustrated because you know you're not saying the words correctly, and I can't do it. I wish I could.
Listen, you might be too old. I mean that in the nicest way.
No, it's true.
But they do say kids learn it better.
Yeah.
I figure in this world of Google Translate, why bother?
Yeah.
Like, why even bother? Something you're not cut out for. 237, it's text 35270. Mine's instructions. And it hits me in two main places. Number one, IKEA furniture or any sort of, like, assemble furniture. Like, if I'm just left alone with it, alone in a room, left to my own devices, you give me a day and a half, it's going to get put together. There'll be some extra pieces. It's going to be crooked, but it's going to be fine. But if there are instructions involved and I have to follow it, I get like full of anger and rage and sweaty and just mad, and I'm banging away on it, and then it falls apart and it's a giant disaster. And good. Same thing with my wife has been all about these like HelloFresh meals lately, which is great if she makes them. But every once in a while she's like, hey, the instructions are there, you can make it real quick. And like, that's a completely rational, reasonable request. I don't do much. I am a lazy, useless piece of garbage. So the least I can do is go open up this sack that's come in the mail and follow the 10 instructions. None of it's turned out quite right. It is ugly. It takes me a long time. I make a just giant mess. It doesn't taste that good, and I don't like it. I don't know if anxiety is the word. I can't follow instructions. I can just sit and do, but I cannot read instructions.
I think it's the type of learner you are, and I would say you don't learn from reading.
I don't.
So at the hospital now, which I really like, they now ask you, are you a visual learner? Do you learn by example? Do you learn by, and they list off all these different methods on how they'll teach you how to do stuff. Isn't that pretty cool?
That is cool.
That is really cool. I'm a visual learner too. So like going to the instructions and looking at how to build something, I'm not going to read the instructions. Mm-mm. I look at the picture and then I'm like, all right, this hole, that screw, this hole. Like that's how I do it. And then you just hope, like you said, you got some extra parts, but it's sturdy enough. We'll call it good.
Yeah, I said I learned from examples, so I want someone else to show me what to do, and then I can do it after I see you do it.
Well, you probably struggle here then, because anytime that anyone needs to do something here, I basically leave them to their own devices, because I'm just like, hey, you're going to figure it out. Like, we'll have an intern start or something, and we'll bring them in this room, and there's all these buttons and programs, and then like, what am I supposed to do? I'm like, you know what? You'll figure it out. And I walk out because I'm like, that's how I learn things.
Yeah, that's how you have to learn.
Push buttons. You'll figure it out.
And then if somebody's like, hey, by the way, Y94 is off air, don't push that button ever again, please.
That's the best way to learn is something terrible happened or what you wanted to have happen. That's how you learn.
Okay, but then if you're saying that means your cooking is only going to get better.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, they're not turning out right. At some point, they are going to start turning out right.
What I need to do is stop looking at the little sheet of paper that comes with the HelloFresh meals and just look at the pile of stuff and go, let's turn this into a meal.
Hey, that's what I would do.
So if you download the HelloFresh app, you click what recipe you have, there's a video, and it shows you what you need to do.
See, now that might be my jam. I could probably get behind the video.
Yeah.
That's better than what I was going to do, and that was to sneak over to the neighbor's house and be like, can you help me? Here's $50.
So you're paying for this food subscription to cook at home, and then you're paying somebody else to make it for you.
Or go to like a local restaurant and be like, which one of these kind of looks like this? DoorDash into the neighbor's house. Do that too.
That'd be so hilarious.
Throw the HelloFresh away. That's the way to do it. What is something that you're absolutely not cut out for? 237, it's text 35270. It's Playhouse, Y94, and the totally random question. What is something that you are just not cut out for? Are you that reflective of a person that you can kind of look at yourself and go, yeah, I'm not cut out for that? What do you see in Amy K?
Someone said CNA work in nursing homes. That takes a special kind of person, and I'm just not that person. I will say I agree with you. My friends, they all became nurses, and so they did CNA work first. They have this strap that I don't know if you attach it to you attach it to the person. If the person's heavier, it's like how you rotate them and turn them. My mind cannot comprehend how this strap works.
Well, and just the empathy and kindness and caring for another person it takes to do some of that work, too. That alone would be tough.
Like, for
Yeah. Well, but a lot of people, I think. It takes a special kind of person. Like, yes, I understand that physically you maybe don't feel equipped for it. I'm not sure empathetically any of the three of us probably could either. Because figure, you know, that kind of work, medical stuff. How about teachers? Could you put up with other people's kids being little buttheads?
That's what I originally went to school for. I wanted to be a preschool teacher.
Well, obviously, you realize it happened.
I'm not cut out for this.
Yeah, I grew up around kids, and I can handle them to a point, but I'd be like that, bus driver yelling at the one kid. That would be me on a video, like, to this day. Like, Joel D.
Can I just say, you said you grew up around kids. I think everybody at some point grew up around kids. We all were kids at one point.
My parents made me go to this building that was full of almost nothing but children.
That was
and
what
I
it
sat
was.
In the same room all day with 30 other kids
it was
and one adult.
It was a daycare. My stepmom ran a daycare. So, like, I grew up with, kids under the age of 5 for my entire life. And so you just kind of learn how to deal with every type of personality, especially as kids. And I'm like, yeah, okay, well, you get to experience that, especially as a young kid. You're like, maybe not have children until I'm like really old. That's kind of where I went with that.
Love and enjoy and just cherish every moment with my kids, but I'm around anybody else's, it's like exhausting. It like is. A certain age range too. It's just like exhausting. It's just like, I don't know how you spend this much time with that kid. Oof.
That's how when I FaceTime my sister and the kids start crying, I'm like, okay, gotta go. Bye guys. Talk to you later.
Yeah. Yep.
So the idea of, you know, being a teacher, I would say I'm not cut out for that. I'll steal that, put that on my list too.
Yeah, I'll put that on there. And you know, working at the nursing home, like I love listening and learning and hearing stories. I love going and doing that and interacting. But when it comes to like the whole other situation with it, like taking care of and having that empathy, like you're saying, like I can have that, but then you know there's a time too that's probably coming at some point. I don't know if I could deal with that.
You wouldn't want to get too connected.
And over
over
and over again. That, because I have friends too that are like that, and it's like that would take a toll on my like just mental health.
I think I would just kind of be mean if they're talking about stuff. Oh, you have digestive issues, Howard? So do I, okay?
Yeah, they probably like that, though.
Yeah, because you don't want to, like, love them or what?
I just think, like, they're complaining. Like, I also got my own issues going on.
At least you're nearly done with it, Howard.
Yeah.
I don't think you'd hold that job long, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. Mm. I know that.
What's something you're just not cut out for, would you say?
I would probably say something like embalming. Like, embalming dead people, you know, that's something that they're my heroes. I don't know how they can do it.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of us probably couldn't do that, I suppose. Like, it takes, again, a special kind of person to just be like not fazed by that.
I always wonder how that person got into that role. Like, I'm always curious, like, how that happens.
I would never want to know the answer to that question.
It has to be like a family business.
Well, I went to a school with the kid whose dad was, and I don't think Trevor does that. I don't think that. I think he went a different route, but I'm just always curious how that comes about.
I want to get into the family business.
I think, yeah, it would have to be a family business, or you knew somebody who did that.
Yeah, I don't know how you just spontaneously, you know what, I want to be a police officer, I want to be a fireman, I want to be a doctor, I want to be an embalmer, or what is that? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Mortuary?
Yeah, I don't know what
mortician.
It is. But I think there's a difference between the mortician and the person who's doing the embalming. There's like science and all that. There's like, you know, medical stuff that is involved with that, right?
I know.
So maybe
it's people that never really made it in the art world. Like, I'm gonna...
What's the name of the people who stuff the animals?
Taxidermist.
Yeah. Taxidermy too, yeah.
That would be a strange one too.
How do you get into that? Like, you just have to be like, I just shot this real nice buffalo. Buffalo's probably the wrong. A deer.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I'm going to taxidermy this thing and then put it on the thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's how you probably get into it. And you're like, there's probably a market for this in this area. Nobody does it.
Remember that creepy girl on The Bachelor, Bachelorette a couple of years ago that had like all that taxidermied stuff? Do you remember that?
No.
And I'm like, I can see why it's hard for you to date. Go back to that place, there's all these little eyes staring at you.
What?
Yeah, she had tons of them.
In her home?
Yeah. Like, it's just what she was into. I think it must have been her profession. I don't really remember now.
I've never seen it.
What's that thing you're absolutely not really cut out for? 237, it's text 35270. It is a Flush the Format Friday. Your picks all morning long. And 7:10 this morning, your next chance to pick your purse. It's Playhouse Y94 701, 9 minutes away from your next chance at Y94's Pick Your Purse. Designer handbags just waiting for you. See that boutique at Y94.com. Thanks to Waxing the City, Seller 624, Jade Presents, Muscatel Subaru, and Close Mentor as well. Still so many beautiful bags just sitting in there.
I know. You got to check them out. Go to Y94.com, or if you text purse to 35270, go to the boutique, come up with a list. That way, if we call out your name, you're going to be ready just to throw out what number you want.
It's a good strategy, actually. That way there's no humming and hawing about it. You just know exactly what you want. I like that. Now, we're talking about a 237. It's text 35270, something that you're just not cut out for.
I am not cut out for yard work. Yard work is not my thing. Can't do it. I find no joy in it. And I wish that I did, but I don't. I'm not cut out for it. I can't do it.
I actually really enjoy it. However, my wife also really enjoys it. So if I do it, she comes out and she's like, oh, nice lines. It looks like you're drunk. And goes inside. It's like, thank you. Thanks. Really, was taking a lot of pride in that until that moment. Thank you.
But you always have that one line where you're like, that one pass, you're like, oh, and it like ruins the rest of it.
We get like a lot of weird roadblock, because we get like the little weird electrical box thing, and there's a street light, and there's some of the like curbing and stuff. So like, you can't go. It's like just line. You have to curve with some of the stuff. You have to.
Well, you always do that first, and then you make the rest of your lines. You shut off the mower or lift up the blade, whatever it is, Zero. There's a way to do it.
That's what I'm apparently told.
Yeah, there's a way to do it.
And that's all I get. No, hey, thank you for spending an hour outside. And
you just said you enjoy it.
I do, but I enjoy it more before somebody comes out and is like, "Well, I'm admiring it. Look, thank you, drunk." Goes right on in the house.
That is, I love that, and I can't wait to become a homeowner to say that to Steven.
It hurts,
Steven. Poor Steven.
Was there some more text? Things you're just not cut out for.
Yes, somebody said criticism. I'm entirely too sensitive and basically cry at the slightest hint of failure. Someone said math. Whatever part of your brain does math, I think I was born without it. And another person saying the heat. Being in the snow, the cold, that doesn't bother me. However, if it involves being in the sun for extended periods of time, it makes me murderous and have angry thoughts. And someone else said sales. More specifically, like cold calls, I can't. My level of empathy for no thanks, not interested, I cannot deal with it.
What is that thing you're just not cut out for? It's not for you.
For me, it's completing puzzles. After about 5 seconds, I'm like, okay, where's the scissors? I'm going to cut these pieces to make them fit.
It's the worst, right? Especially if it's like a large one, because you're like, I could put this together, and then you get similar pieces. You're like, this puzzle is not going anywhere.
Yes, and then my friend gets the puzzles that are two-sided. So there's another puzzle on the other side.
Puzzles get kind of frustrating. There's people that get those ones that are like thousands and thousands of pieces. I think they're actually there now, too. But last year we got a bunch of like, they were like shiny puzzles at Costco. So they were like reflective, and they had like a Disney one, and they had a Baby Yoda one. And so we got a couple puzzles as part of the kids' Christmas gifts. I think we finished one. It took us days. It wasn't even the kids. It was my wife and I that ended up doing it because the kids got bored of it after about 3 minutes, and we put it away, and we have never looked at them again. It's been a year, and they just, you know, they've been sitting around.
I couldn't do puzzles. I think thinking about it makes me nauseous. It's too, like, fine detail.
You have to do the little ones that say, like, 4+, because then it's simply satisfying. You know, like, if a kid doesn't finish the puzzle, you're like,
it's a 10-piece puzzle. Let me do this for you.
Oh, this is where that was an arm you were missing, by the way. Ha, helped you. Like, it's simply satisfying. It's weird as an adult, but, like, I kind of do love, like, an easy puzzle. And then, like, when they get a little bit harder and harder, you each kid see, like, seriously, you couldn't figure that one out? Come on, kid.
I'm so much smarter than you.
I'm so smart.
Things are just not cut out for. We miss any, Amy?
Yeah, somebody said going to the gym. Someone said anything to do with authority. I can't deal with being told what to do. Another person said painting. I managed to somehow get paint on me before even opening the can. And another person said consoling others. I just sit there awkwardly hoping that they'll stop crying and I can just go home.
It is. Oh, boy, I'm with you. That's tough sometimes. Granted, the person I always am consoling is Amy.
I looked at you right after. I was like, this is you.
Yeah, I was like, did Zero just text this in? Yeah. My best story, my favorite story of the two of you is you're just like, Kleenex box, and didn't say anything.
I was, sobbing, and you just handed me a Kleenex box.
I'm sure that I had some really, like, sage feedback for you, like, that sucks, and I'm sorry, man.
I don't even remember why I was upset that time, because I think that one was something to do with work, because we were in your office.
Yeah.
And you just, like, slid the tissue box over to me.
I wish I was in the office with that. I'm the same. Like, I could do it, but it's the same cliche thing, because what else can you say? And then that's I always say this. I know it's cliche, but everything's going to be okay. Right? Like, it eventually will be okay. You just need to get past it. And I'm horrible at it as well.
Pretty good. I don't know if it's as good as that sucks and I'm sorry, man. I mean, those are
two go-tos, I guess. I
don't really know if it gets any better than that. Hey, minutes away from your next chance to pick your purse, like after this Britney Spears song, Circus 194 Flush, the Format Friday. There's only two.